Hey, this is Eli on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm a first-year engineering student at Queen's, and I joined the station in September, so I'm still super new to everything. I love sharing my music and getting to know all the cool people here. We have a funding drive coming up from the start of November to the end of December, so if you want to donate, head to the CFRC website at cfrc.ca. If you want to hear more from me, tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to Off the Record. Thank you for your support.
Hello to everyone on Season 7, Episode 6 of The Kardashians on Hulu Disney Plus. Mm-hmm.
And welcome to another episode of
Beat Banter.
Beat Dance.
And the best darty starts with what?
The best hangout.
Right, and that's words to live by.
Yeah, my name is Aiden.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are back for another episode.
Yeah,
another
we have banger. More songs.
This is our first episode during the Radiothon, and if you tune in later today, or I guess early tomorrow at 2 a.m., we're going to be doing a little Beat Banter after dark for all the real fans, So pull up for that if you're interested.
We need to have at least two listeners, one being Jesse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you have to pull up.
You have to.
Yeah. I'm going to start my songs for this week. I'm going to be playing How to Pretend by Lucy Bedrock.
Mm, this song is
crazy. He opened for Jane Remover during Revenge Seekers, mm-hmm. which is crazy. And then
they have a song together too, because they have that Audio Stalker song. Yeah.
But this is like the only unexplicit Lucy Bedrock song, essentially. And then I'll also be playing You Don't Have One Hope by Operelli. Mm-hmm. Banger. So play him.
It's okay to scrap a cue with glitter glue. You don't have one hope for now. You failed me, but I was never a test to your exam chair. The questions you left unanswered, there was no one there. You don't have one hope for now.
Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
You just listened to How to Pretend by Lucy Bedrock and You Don't Have One Hope by Operelli on CFRC.
Banger, banger.
Banger, banger.
That Lucy Bedrock song is so fun. I love the drums. I love the vibe. It's very good. And I love that Operelli song.
Yeah.
Yeah. The production is really nice.
Yeah. Double banger.
Double banger. I'll play my first two songs of the episode, which are going to be Kalayla's Contact, which is a banger, and also the song Caught Out There by Khalees.
Play 'em.
Thank you. saying, so this is how it goes, yo. Damn. Yo. Last year, Valentine's Day, you would want me to say, babe, I love you, love you.
Yo, he's lying.
I swear, held you when you were sick, even the whole time I think to myself, this isn't fair. What is this I see?
No.
You don't come home to me.
Oh no.
When you don't come home to me.
Man.
Can't deal, can't bear. You keep telling me lies, but to your surprise, look, I found her. Your flames and watch it blow up on me. How you gonna see it now? So far from sincere.
I love you.
Fabrications in my ear drive me so far up the wall. I come sliding down. What is this I see?
I don't believe
you.
This.
Don't come home to me. Well, you don't come home to me. I can't deal, can't bear.
I won't.
You keep telling me lies. But to your surprise, look, I hope you're happy since you're caught out there.
Yeah, you've been caught.
Yo,
yo, come on.
Yo, 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 yo,
come on.
Yo, 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 yo. I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much. Vulgar, not me. Why the hell her? Look, she dresses.
Look at her.
A mess. What do you see?
I don't know.
It's not all about cash.
Hell no.
Nor how much you flash. How I dress is a reflection of me. What is this I see? You don't come home to me. Well, you don't come home to me. Can't deal, can't bear.
Told you I won't.
You keep telling me lies, but to your surprise, look, I got something for y'all since you're caught out there. I hate you so much right now. 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 I hate you so much right now.
I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
You just listened to Contact by Kalayla and Caught Out There by Khalees, a lot of K's, on CFRC Radio.
Hey, what a ice. Contact, I already knew, and I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Banger. I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much right now.
Like, she kind of knew that.
No, double banger. That was so beautiful.
So Sarah, what are your next two songs of the ep?
I'm gonna go on a body part vibe. So there's this album by this band called Ear that just came out, or this duo,
mm-hmm.
and I really like it. But their band, and it's called, I'm gonna play Real Life.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm also gonna play And Now I See the Light
by Toe
mm-hmm. and Jonah Yano.
So you said head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Yeah, I said ear, shoulders, toe, and Jonah Yano. Mm-hmm. And that's what I said.
Let's
so
play them.
Hey, this is Nate Bright, co-producing of this year's CFNC live sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFNC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make a gift today via CFNC.ca.
You just listened to Real Life by Ear, and Now I See the Light by Toe and Jonah Young. No, CFRC, ho.
And what do you know? And we're going with the flow.
And this stuff's going to blow. And this is my show. Okay. How did you like those?
Yeah, those were two bangers. I really like the ear song.
Yeah, listening to it with headphones is like, the panning is so fun.
Yeah, it's so fun. It really like tickles your ear.
Whoa.
And it is erotic. It's true.
Yeah.
And then the Jonah Yano Toe song is a banger. Classic Jonah.
I also think, well, because the song is also like in Japanese. Mm-hmm. And I think he's like living there or like making music there for a bit now. Every time I see a post of him, he's like in Japan.
He's in Japan. Shout out.
No, shout out. And it's a banger.
I'm going to be playing my next two songs. The first one is going to be Nowhere by Jessica Moss, which I think came out recently, or at least I heard it recently. Mm-hmm. Me just lying. Me just being like, it just came out because I just heard it for the first time.
Everything just came out to us.
Yeah, exactly. But it's really good. I like it. Kind of an ambient violin string piece. Mm-hmm. And then also Lovers in a Dangerous Time by Bruce Cockburn. The reason I'm choosing this song is because one of my professors, shout out Chris Mayo, we were doing one of our tests, and this was the song that we were using for our example test. Mm. Shout out Bruce Cockburn.
Thank you. Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Just listen to Nowhere by Jessica Moss and Lovers in a Dangerous Time by Bruce Cockburn on CFRC.
A banger. First ambient, it low-key feels like being lost at sea and like being out in the ocean.
Hey, that's real, that's real, yeah. That's real.
What did you just say?
I said, okay. I said, that's real, okay. Not Israel, not things about Israel, okay.
The second song, you know it's there.
Oh my God.
Lovers in a dangerous time.
I thought the song was about being gay, but I don't think he's gay.
He's also ugly. Like we.
Sorry. Oh my God. He's Canadian and he's beautiful. I think he's cute.
I can't call Canadian people ugly.
No, it's not allowed. I thought he was cute in the music video with his little glasses and his dangly earring. Like that's why I thought he was gay, but I guess not.
No, because most of the time cute people aren't gay. I don't know what the right answer to this is.
But I don't know what you're talking. Like you're actually like digging a hole, guys. Tune in at 2 a.m. You're gonna hear Unhinged. Like Sarah.
Guys,
we should at 2 a.m. We shouldn't even play any music. We should just talk for an hour.
Yeah.
And just like see what happens.
And let's just like see where the night takes us. Let's see where we start off, and let's see where we end up. And I think if like halfway through the episode we can't think of anything, then we're gonna put an episode of Kardashians or Selling Sunset, and that's content for hours
That's what we should do. Is we should pull up the Selling Sunset. We bring Becca and Sabrina, we pull up Selling Sunset and we do a reaction on air.
And everyone can't see, they just have to listen.
They just hear the audio.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I think you guys would be so into that.
Wait, that would actually be a great show.
Yeah. Speaking of a great show, donate to CFRC.
Hell yeah. Donate every cent you have. Like, I don't care.
Like, go. I want everyone to go take their real estate exam right now. Go become a real estate. Pass the bar. Go be a real estate agent. Make 800K commission on your
first
house.
Join the Oppenheim group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Join the Oppenheim group. Date Jason. Break up with Jason. Be gay.
Right.
Don't be like Amanza. Sell a house.
Sell a house.
Yeah, and then give all that money to CFRC.
Yeah. This is what you need to do is you need to go into your small local business and you need to rob the cash register and bring it back home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a joke, by the way. Don't do that. Don't do that. If you're going to rob somebody, rob like Walmart or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get us some Maynards and sour worms while you're at it. Drop it off at the
station. If you guys go to Metro, could you guys get me some Indomie and like drop
it off yeah there? And I want the Cajun turkey from the deli.
okay
but great songs. I'll play my last two songs now. Mm-hmm. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, I'm going to be playing Go by Plumtree from the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. And then this artist that I found, I don't know how I found them, but 1010 Benja, and I'll play Light Rope, and I think...
They're from Kansas City, I think.
Okay, yeah, and I think this song...
Or Tulsa.
Lit. I think I found them from, like, a recommended, like... Oh, no, I found them, guys, I got on Last FM.
Oh, yeah, see, and I need to get on that.
And I've been finding people on Last FM, and the thing I've been doing in class instead of paying attention is going on Reddit pages to find random people's Last FM account names.
Mm-hmm. Because, and then seeing what they listen to.
And then putting them in the map. Like, there's this thing, there's this, like, widget thing that you put a Last FM, like, username in, and then it shows you on a map where all of their artists are.
Oh,
like,
okay, where they're based in?
Yeah. Mm. And so I've been doing that hella.
And finding Canadian people?
Yeah, and just, like, other places, but, like, I can just see, like, all their top artists, so that's what I've been doing in my spare time. But, yeah, so play these songs.
Okay, let's play them.
You just listened to Go by Plumtree and Light Rope by 1010 Betja on CFRC.
She has hiccups,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I got the hiccups, guys.
Two bangers. The Plumtree, we've played like every song from the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack at this point.
I don't think we played Garbage Truck, and that's like actually my favorite song. Sorry, my hiccups go crazy.
She's going crazy right now. And that Benja song is crazy.
I love that song.
You love that song. Yeah, those are two bangers. We should, we should mention, did you see, why was Zoran Mamdani on meeting Trump? Did you see
that? Do you think Trump is it's okay, you can't say it, I don't care.
Yeah,
just vote, that's actually what it was.
Yeah, I was very much expecting, though, that Trump would like him, because I feel like he literally just, his thing for if he likes people is, like, if they win, and if they are charismatic on TV, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's how you get people to, that's how Trump likes people, you know what I mean?
But I'm just so confused because I just, remember his post before he got elected.
Yeah, but he's bluffing. Like, he's from New York. Like, he's not going to be like, I'm going to take all the money from New York. Like,
yeah.
There's
no, he
way.
Didn't say all, but he says, I wouldn't give any more than, will be required of me.
Yeah, whatever. It's all talk. Trump is just such a... I hate him so bad.
Yeah.
I hate him so bad. They're not going to let me back in the States. Let me in. I just want to see my boy.
I want to see Sharia. Let me in.
I want to go to Rhode Island.
Okay, play your last...
I'll just shut up and play my last two songs, which are going to be this song, Tiptoe, by Fuego Jit and Tiga Jones and Bina.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I guess who showed me the song? Luke Berry.
Oh,
and it's so good.
No, Luke. Yeah. Next song.
What are you trying to say?
Hey, don't even worry about it. Next song. Oh. Guys, don't worry about it.
And we're gonna play Right There by Chingy. The song, I love how you do it right there. And then the mirror lip on your hair. Hey.
Okay, play it.
Okay, play it. Guys, play it.
Guys.
Right there. Just look at her front and back. Man, she's so sad and she know that I want that. Her man, he's so whack. Girl, can I take show? Cat gave her 300 to strip. Like buying a throwback. She stay in the club like you'll be seen. She got it honest. In real life, girl, remind me of Pocahontas. She be at events. Yeah. Drop the press when she pass. Yeah. All the high rolling cats wanna pay for that. Ain't no half stepping, stepping. Strapped with a nice weapon. It's against the law for her to move them hips. If you ever seen a dirty, your mouth gon' drop. Worldwide fools probably tell you this all top. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Swing your hips when you're walking, let down your hair, down your hair. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Lick your lips when you're talking, that make me stir, make me stir. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Swing your hips when you're walking, let down your hair, down your hair. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Lick your lips when you're talking, that make me stir, make me stir. I like the way she doing that.
Come on,
plus I like it when she bring it back.
Hey,
what she doing that?
Come on.
Plus I like it when she bring it back.
Say it.
What you do? Woo. Give me what you got for a poke chop. She threw it at me like I was a showstop. Working in a fatty girl off the top. Then she backed it up on me and let it drop.
Drive.
Make it hot, point like a bunny. Girl, can I touch you where it's sunny? Her appearance will make you give us some money. She's a post for Sports Illustrated. It's like a picture perfect sight. When she pass, all the other girls hate it. But I like the way you do that right there, right there. Swing it down when you walk and let down your hair, down your hair. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Lick your lips when you're talking, that make me stir,
make me stir.
I like the way you do that right there,
right there.
Swing your lips when you walk and let down your hair,
down your hair.
I like the way you do that right there,
right there.
Lick your lips when you're talking, that make me stir,
make me stir.
I like that, I like that, I like that, I like that, I like that track, dog. Ooh, 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 what you do? I like that,
yeah.
I like that,
yeah.
I like that.
Uh-huh.
I like that thing. Ooh, 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 what you do?
You just listened to Tiptoe by Fuego Jit and Right There by Chingy on CFRC Radio.
A banger, 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 banger.
I like the way you do that
right there.
Let down your hair. Guys, we have a little bit of time at the end of the episode. We should talk about the Kardashians.
Yeah, we should talk about the Kardashians. So the last episode we watched was like actually like so crazy.
Psychotic.
What happened? Wait, I had some notes of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, yeah. They
okay.
They sat down with Kris Jenner and they're like, "Mom, you're so."
And a tarot card reader.
Yeah, and a tarot card reader. And this girl, like, she got a two-pack, like, you know when you go to Indigo and there's like a bunch of random like bowl
at the front.
Yeah, it's like Sneffy erasers and like corgi like notepads and stuff like that.
That's
like that's where she got this tarot card pack.
Oh my
and,
god,
like,
girl.
My hiccup. Sorry, yeah. I'm just invested.
Mm-hmm.
And then like every single time they pulled a tarot card, like, the
she
girl...
She started crying.
She started crying, and the girl also had to read from her little, like, manual, because that's the only thing that could fit in the Indigo two-pack.
Yeah. Crazy.
Like, it was so crazy. And then after, like, my mom's never going back to therapy.
My favorite thing is the cloud popcorn. When they're all eating Chloe's protein popcorn brand, and it's like Sarah was saying...
Oh, yeah. All of, like, the Kardashians' businesses are, like, the food they sell at Winners. Like, that has, like, the salt, like, say, like, not stale packs in them.
Yeah, the food that's at the front of the Canadian Tire, like, when you're lining up.
Yeah, like, all of that food has been there for 20 years.
It's, like, rock solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, those people who buy pasta at the thrift store and cook it. Like, in those jars.
Oh, my God. And then she got, like, sick. I saw this girl who, like, cooked the pasta in the jars. And she's, like, why am I feeling sick? Like, I need to go to the hospital. Like, girl, why would you do that, actually?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what this is like. What else happened? Kim Kardashian keeps gifting people things from, like, criminals.
Oh, yeah, but she was like, oh, here's OJ's Bible. Chloe, do you want to have OJ's Bible?
Yeah, and then Chloe's like, yeah, my other dad, OJ Simpson.
Yeah, which is, like, great. And then Sarah was like, okay, and then she has a desk from Michael Jackson.
No, she bought Courtney, like, a piece of art that Michael Jackson drew.
Oh, okay.
And Courtney was like, what is this? And she didn't even look at it. And Kim's like, I bought you Michael Jackson's art piece. I bought you Michael Jackson's
art
piece.
She's like, predator, predator, predator.
Yeah, predator, predator. Like, yes, I got you Epstein's couch.
Like, yes, I got you Jeffrey Dahmer's like side.
Yeah. Like, like, okay, I got you Charles Manson's like button up. Like, I knew you want this. Like, Sarah? I got you Paula Bernardo's backpack. Like,
Sarah, literally, like, me and Sarah will hit the pen and sit on our couch, and we'll be like, we're in, like, we're doing, like, a show right now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
She starts doing, like, a stand-up, a type five. She starts doing her stand-up set. It's crazy.
Oh, what else happened? Okay, wait. But yeah, no, because like actually, like whether, because like
that was the
like,
best episode so far.
That was, yeah, but every gift was from like a criminal.
There's another one too. I just don't remember.
Like
they were talking about like meeting somebody, and then
oh my
like,
god, the brothers,
Menendez brothers. I mean, they're getting, apparently the Menendez brothers are getting like a reappraisal. Like people think they're innocent now, but like I don't know. Oh, I haven't seen this show, so I don't know, guys.
Yeah.
But like, shout out.
A shout out. What's that really like tall murderer? Like the really really big one.
I don't know, Jacob Elordi, like...
No, yeah, I got you,
I got you, Jacob
Elordi. I got you, Jacob Elordi.
Bathwater, like...
So. Yeah. What else happened? Kendall Jenner made this big thing of her being like, I'm gonna compete in a horse race, like, and I go under an alias, we go, babe, the finish line, 818 Tequila, like, she sponsored the horse race. She
sponsored the event. It's like, girl, you can't do that. That's not, that's not lit.
You can't be like, I'm under an alias at this, like, horse race to, like...
She's doing, like, horse jumping. The thing she's jumping over is, like, 818 Tequila branded. It's like, girl, I don't like that they have so many... I don't like them. I just don't like them.
But, and you know what we're tuning into next week with the pen in hand? The next episode.
The next episode. Right. That's they keep you coming. And yeah. I'm right now, I think I'm the biggest Courtney hater.
Well, Courtney's, like, awful for multiple reasons, which we've mentioned, like, one. And you know the
and
one.
And you know the one.
And you know the one.
She's the only one dating a white guy.
Yeah.
Now, there's a part where I think Kim was talking, no, Chloe was talking to Chris, being like, what was it like having like an integrated family? I didn't realize they were talking about the fact that like there's two different marriages or whatever, kids from two different people. I thought she was talking about the fact they were all dating black people. I was like, that's kind of crazy to bring up. But then I realized.
No, but also crazy during that interview is her being like, yeah, like Rob Kardashian, like my ex-husband, like even after I was like, I married like Caitlyn, like he would pay my Neiman Marcus bills.
Yeah. It's like that, okay. And they were laughing about that.
Yeah. That's
like, what's so funny?
Yeah.
What's so funny? Yeah, it's crazy. It's great. That show is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, and then Kim's always setting for the bar. Girl, she's always setting, never passing.
Yeah, yeah. And like, at the, like, I think we're going to find out that she failed.
We forgot the best part.
She got a hit out on her. Yeah. Oh,
Kim was like, somebody in prison put a hit out on me. And then Courtney was like,
no, what? Do you, like, have you ever tried, like, date with butter and sea salt on it, like, immediately after?
She's literally in the middle of me like, yeah, so he put out a hit. Have you ever tried a date with sea salt and butter? And it's like, what?
And then they clipped her on the side and she goes, I just get bored when people talk about their, like, problems.
It's literally that video, like, I want the orange soda. And then she orders the strawberry soda. Like, that, like, I can't believe she ordered the strawberry soda after I told her to get the orange soda.
Like, I actually can't win this.
I need to watch the whole show.
Yeah, come on. We need to watch when they go to Armenia. Like, that is my favorite. Chloe and Kim go to Armenia. Oh, also, wait, go back. Kim was talking to Courtney about, like, the thing that happened in Paris, like, 10 years ago, because the trial is happening now. And Courtney's literally sitting on the ground, like, I just don't even know why you want to go to law school.
Yeah. Which, like, honestly, real. Like,
real.
That's kind of real. But, yeah. Like, also, like, girl, shut up.
Yeah. Come on now.
We have to end the episode. Well, guys, yeah. This was a fun time.
Well, we'll see you next week.
On
Beat Banter.
The only show.
Bye.
Bye.
CFRC 101.9 FM's annual funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC.